Are you recording today? I was like, oh yeah, it's not Thursday.
Yeah. Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl.
Where this week we are a little out of sorts because we're recording early.
And I just had a heart attack before we started
Oh my
recording.
God. Ugh.
Dabble tried to pretend like both of my works in progress, which have been years of writing, were gone. And I was like, there's no way I'd be able to record. Like, I
My
would be in
heart
the
is still
floor.
pounding. Still
Found them
pounding.
on the website. Dabble's app is just being weird, but I was like, I'm not going to be able to record tonight. Like, that's it for me.
No.
I'm done. I'm going to get in the bathtub and drown myself.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah. I'm
anyway.
still heart
Yeah.
palpitations.
If we're jittery, it's because of me. Speaking of me, I'm Mandy of the Spider-Verse.
And I'm Karen from Fletcher University.
Oh.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Hi.
It has been a bit chaotic today.
Yes.
Speaking of today and our timeline, it is actually March 19th. That is correct. It is 2 days earlier than we normally record.
Yep.
That's okay. And when y'all are hearing this, in theory, it's March 29th. Unless you're a Patreon subscriber, in which it is not March 29th. It is earlier than that because y'all are cool.
This is
You
so
know,
weird.
I know it's confusing.
This is so
It's
weird.
fine. Right, Mandy, what did you do in This Week in Fangirling?
I didn't do a whole lot. We've been kind of busy here with life things.
That's
I
been.
forgot I text you a little rundown of the things I did this week. I forgot to tell you one thing. We
Okay.
watched Madame Web.
Oh no. I haven't
Yes,
seen it,
yes.
but
Okay. It lived up to the hype in that it was absolutely terrible. Like, I am enraged about this, okay? Because I love Spider-Man. I love the Spider-Verse.
I feel like it's an
It
excuse for them to be like, "Look, women-led movies don't do well."
is. It absolutely is.
Because it's a Spider-Verse property, so you know that it should be done well, but it's
Right.
not, and it's on purpose. Like, there's no way.
I feel like and the MCU did that with the Marvels as well.
Ugh.
Liked it, but they didn't advertise for it. Just kind of like went to the theater quietly, and then it went to Disney Plus
Yeah.
before anybody even heard about it. Okay, so Madame Web, terrible casting, terrible acting, terrible one-liners and jokes. One of the characters' accents switches mid-line.
Oh
He'll
God.
start like with like a Spanish style accent, and then he'll end with like an English accent. They're going to kill my spider. They're coming to take my spider. Like, what is happening? And like, the story was there, but like, is it Dakota Johnson? That's who it is.
Yes.
She's asleep through the whole movie. She's bothered to be there. She doesn't want to do it. And you can tell Adam Scott can't carry this entire movie on his shoulders. He tried, try as
Oh,
he might.
that sweet man
He's
could.
wonderful. Every time he's on the screen, you're like, wow, some talent. The teenage girls in it were great. That's about it. We laughed hysterically through a lot of it. And then one of the twins didn't watch it with us, and one of them fell asleep. So the next day, we were like, look, you got to watch the first 10 minutes of this movie. It is so bad. It is so bad. And I
I
hate it
hate
because
it.
you're right. They'll use it as an excuse to why female Spider-Man or female superhero movies are not
Yeah.
doing well, which is garbage. It's a garbage take.
Yeah.
Then I've been listening to Infinity Kings by Adam Silvera. It's book three in a trilogy. Can't tell you shit. Okay. I can't tell you anything about it.
Please
Just
don't.
listen to or read however you like to read the Infinity Cycle. You'll figure it
Yeah.
out at this point. Another thing I can't tell you anything about is Between Fate and Failure, Amber D. Lewis's upcoming book that I beta read this weekend. Can't
Can't
tell
say
you a
anything.
word. Sorry.
No, nothing, not a thing. But it's
And
excellent.
yeah, like, can I
Yeah.
tell you that I loved
Yes.
it? And then I actually, like, there's several books that I wanted to make myself pick up, but I was like, no, I want to work on my book because if I don't make myself work on my book, it will never see the light of day. And so I started working on it again last night and I found a scene that I forgot completely about. And my husband's sitting in the bed next to me playing a video game and he's got his headphones in. I start sobbing hysterically. Like, I just start crying, tears pouring, and he's like, slowly takes the headphones off. And I was like, I'm just reading my book and I hurt my own feelings. And Brandy's going to hate me. And Karen's going to hate me.
Tell the people what you actually said, what you exactly said.
I was like, bitches are going to hate me for this. And it's Brandy and Karen. They're the bitches. They're going to hate me for this. Y'all are going to cuss me out. You're going to cuss me out. And I wanted to cuss myself out. I hurt my own feelings so much that I was just like pouring tears. Like, I couldn't get myself together.
Oh, man.
I'm proud of it. I'm real proud of it. But I'm like, oh
hurts.
God.
It hurts.
It's not even the worst scene in the book either. But oh. I'm brutal.
Oh, man.
And that's about all I did this week that I can think of off the top of my head.
Well, it's been like
five days.
It hasn't been that long. So, to be fair.
Yeah. All right. What did you do this week? This weekend.
This weekend.
This weekend and Monday.
I finished The Stray Spirit by R.K. Ashwick, which we talked about last week. I don't remember if I finished Infinity Sun before we recorded, but at some point I finished Infinity Sun, which you've already talked about. I'm in the middle of Infinity Reaper, which you have also talked about, kind of, not really, because it's book two in a series.
Yeah, what do you do?
I finished The Last Blood Carver, which I talked about last week, and I'm really mad. I am very unwell. I have to wait literally an entire year for book two, and this is cruel and unusual punishment. I am so upset about this. I said last week that I was so nervous because it was a duology, and I was right.
Are you sure about that timeline, by the way? Because I can give you anxiety. The Hades and Persephone Scarlet St. Clair books were a year, and it's been like four, and it's still not out.
According to Goodreads, literally according to Goodreads, it's scheduled to be published 1 year from yesterday. So it was
going to happen. Manifesting.
Exactly 1 year from when I finished it, which means in theory, I can get it a little bit earlier than that.
Yeah.
Hopefully, because I'm dying.
Oh,
I am
my God.
Not well. So I finished the book and then I just kind of like slumped over and I stared into space and my daughter was like, are you okay? And I was just like, I have to wait a year. I have to wait a year for the next book. I'm not okay. And then I went to the bathroom and I came back and I'll post this picture, but she like had set up a little stuffed giraffe sitting there reading like a condolence card. It was so cute.
I love her. Look, these long waits between books gives me like such anxiety because I'm an anxious person.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, I was so afraid before we knew who this person was, but I was so afraid I was going to die before the end of Harry Potter. And I had dedicated so much of my life to it that I was like, I don't know what I would do if I had to spend eternity not knowing what.
I'm so anxious.
Now I feel that way about Rundan and Crumb, Prince of the Velbarren Fae. I'm like, I just need to know he's going to be okay forever. Okay. I can't die not knowing what happens
to him. The anxiety.
Also, another thought that I had. Listen. If anything untimely happens to me, I need you to get Josh or one of the twins to send you my MacBook so that you can finish my book and make sure that it gets out there because I need the world to meet my main characters because I love them so much.
Okay. I'll do my best.
Okay.
But you're going to finish it. So it's fine.
Yeah. I'll be fine. Just saying. If I get a weird lung eating virus or something.
Listen, we are in unprecedented times and I would really like to go back to the precedented times. Very tired of the unprecedented. So
I just need a backup plan to know that they will see the light of day.
Yeah. Okay. And then I read The Ones We Fight For and The Ones We Hate by Katie Golightly, which we will talk about shortly. So I have nothing to tell you about, honestly.
None of your business until later.
I do want to give a quick shout out to a YouTuber named Afmau. I do not know if I'm saying that correctly, but I'm not going to go into too many details, but there was a situation in my household that resulted in some things happening. And so I had to reach out to their customer service, and they had every right. They would have been well within their rights to tell me no, and they didn't. And the customer service was exceptional. They did not have to do what they did, and it means a lot to me that they did what they did. And so we just want to give like a quick shout out to them. If you have kids who are into like YouTubers, go look them up, follow them on social media. They've got a storefront, which got some really cute stuff. If that's kind of your jam or your kids' jam or whoever, if there are kids in your life. So go check them out, because literally this exceptional customer service, like seriously, they did not have to do what they did. And the fact that they did, it was just amazing. So
10 out of 10.
Yeah, definitely wanted to give them a shout out. But other than that, I watched Beef with Steven Yeun and Ali Wong on Netflix. Oh, yeah? It's an A24 production. And
does that mean it's too scary for me?
No,
it's not. A24 scary?
No, A24 is not scary. They're just chaotic.
Okay.
They're the ones who, what's the name of the movie where Daniel Radcliffe is a farting corpse? They put out that kind of shit.
Swiss Army Man.
Yeah, that.
Isn't that what it's called?
Everything Everywhere All at Once. Like, that's okay.
Hot Dog Fingers.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not quite that level until
they're like, on acid or mushrooms when they make all their movies.
Not quite that level. But like that last episode kind of gets a little like in that territory. But the premise is you've got a road rage incident between Steven Yeun and Ali Wong's characters, where it could have just been like, grr, we're mad, and then separate. But instead, they are both having like the worst days. And so he like goes to back up, but she like drives right as he's about to back up. And so she like lays on her horn, and then she drives off after flipping him off, and he's like so mad that he like chases after her. So they're like car chase through the roads of LA. And so that's how it starts, and everything just snowballs from there. And neither of them is a good person. Like, but like you can't help but like be like in the way that like it's such a train wreck to watch. Not like you don't like them, but they're not good people. But it's so like it sucks you in, and it's absolute insanity how this one incident leads to the rest of the series. Like,
yeah,
it's bonkers. But I absolutely understand why they both won awards, why the show won awards. Like, it was really good. So yeah, if you haven't watched it, it's on Netflix. It's like 10 episodes. It's super quick. And it's not scary. It's not... There's like... Maybe the last episode is... There's like blood, but not like a ton. So it's not like Walking Dead levels of blood.
Yeah.
But like,
can you believe I used to watch Walking Dead? Until
That's
they
shocking.
Spoiler, until they killed off Steven Yeun's character. And then I was like, I'm done with this shit.
Oh my God.
Not doing this anymore. Even though I knew.
Yeah.
My brother read all the books or comics or whatever, graphic novels. And I knew.
I was just so hopeful that that would be the one thing they deviated from.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was so hopeful.
With it being dad from freaking Supernatural.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me that dad's about to kill my favorite character? Yeah. Absolutely not. I like when it started to happen, and we used to have Walking Dead nights with Josh and a friend of ours. I flipped backwards over the couch and fled into the kitchen. And Josh is just like engrossed, and Sammy just keeps looking at me and then looking back at the TV. And I like when you hear it, I look over and I was like, what was that? And he just
because it gives you
his head at me.
I ran
into my bedroom crying.
They give you a false sense of security at the beginning of that episode too, where you're like, okay. But nope.
I never watched it again. I would be in the room when Josh was watching it, but I've never paid attention to The Walking Dead again. I can't do it.
I
can't do it. And now Rick and Michonne have a spinoff.
Daryl and Carol do. I don't know.
Rick and Michonne's on now. Because that's what he's watching now. And I'm like, I'd wash my hands of it.
It's
not doing it.
I got my one of the things about The Walking Dead that really pissed me off when I was watching it was when, God, I can't remember her name. One of the, I think it was, did Maggie have a sister? Maybe yes. She had like a younger Early sister on. Who was yeah. like, she Beth. Got like close. Yes. Okay. Beth. So I guess we've devolved into talking about The Walking Dead. If you are avoiding spoilers, don't listen.
You're about 10 years too late, but
yeah, but you know, but when the episode where she dies,
yeah.
Okay. AMC posted a shot
yes.
of her dead before
the West Coast. I remember that.
Before the West Coast even had it aired.
I remember that. Yeah.
I was so pissed that I sent an email to AMC. It.
Yeah.
Like, I could understand if it was like a fan account. It was the official Walking Dead Facebook account.
They should have waited at least a month minimum. Not even, I don't feel like you should post it then.
They didn't even wait until, like, they waited until the episode finished airing on the East Coast. And that was it. Because it was well before it aired on the West Coast.
Oh,
it was,
no.
I was so upset. I legitimately sent an email to AMC like, the fuck are y'all doing?
Yeah. Are you like, serious right now?
What the actual fuck is this? Like, ugh. Ah, I'm going to die mad about that.
I don't blame you.
I
do not
so
blame you.
Fucking pissed.
Like there was a major Star Wars spoiler posted online one time, but it was by like a religious group.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
And I immediately told, like, I was like, thank
you. Told
God
everybody.
Because I don't give a shit.
Right.
I don't care about this big reveal. I'm going to go tonight because my people are going. But and I had to tell all
to
of
warn
them.
Stay off
Do
social
not
media.
Get on any kind of social media because there's a like the biggest spoiler of the new movie.
Yeah. Well, and it's the same thing happened. As when like CC3 was coming out and Sarah J. Maas, and I was like,
I know. I'm like, what? Ma'am. I did the Lord's work today, by the way. I did. My friend Carrie messaged me and she was like, hey, hi. I'm reading Crescent City. Do I need to do these things first? Because I've heard that I need to do a couple of things first. And it was
oh, baby.
She almost ruined the entire experience for herself. And I was like, oh my God, no, stop. You can stop like at the end of this book, but then you have to go do this and this and this because you will ruin it for yourself. You will ruin everything.
Sweet baby.
So I saved someone's life today.
Thank God.
No big deal. I'm not a doctor.
Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl.
Hi.
I think that's everything I have to talk about.
Yeah. You have a fictional boyfriend to talk about this week?
You know what? I have like a fictional bestie trio.
Okay.
I feel like that gives it away. our friends from the Straight Spirit, Emery, Cal, and Aspen. I want to be their
babies.
Friends.
Yeah.
I want to be their friend. I want to be part of that group. And I really want to just like hold Aspen and protect them from the world. Like, I know that they are powerful and all, but like also everybody stay
That's
the fuck
a sweet
away.
Baby angel.
That's my sweet baby angel.
I just picture them as the like little tiny baby wolf puppy. And I'm like, that's, you know, and I protect them at all costs.
Yeah. Exactly.
They're like the size of George Bailey in my mind.
Yeah, but a wolf, like
in the shape of a wolf.
Yeah, a George Bailey-sized wolf.
Felix in The Night the Stars Fell, my little angel.
Little baby, yeah. So, I'm going to go with them as my besties. How about you?
Okay, I'm going to go with Ben Parker because I will love Adam Scott in any role that he ever plays in forever. And it's also Uncle Ben.
Who, right. Like how do you know?
Oh, I talked a lot of shit, but Emma Roberts is also in Madam Web and she does a great job. Like she's fine in her role, but it's just like the main characters are just bad.
Everything I've seen about Dakota Johnson and the like press tour just is she's like, I'm only here because I have to be.
That's how like, she was filming the movie too. It's like, why did you even take it?
Somebody there has been speculation that she was told it would be an MCU movie.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And she didn't think to look at who she was signing a contract with?
Well, I mean, Sony is the owner of the IP. So I
right, but she was signing a
who knows
signing a contract with Sony.
Who knows? So
not with Sony and Disney or whatever.
Who knows?
Girl, yeah. I wish you'd read the fine print because this movie could have been so good if you and the villain had been recast. Because my God, I'm telling you, just find it on YouTube. I'm sure it's there being ripped apart. The first 10 minutes tells you everything you need to know about Madame Web. Everything.
I'm sure I'll watch it eventually, but yeah, I'm not looking
for it. Go into it as a comedy. Go into it like, I'm not taking this seriously. I'm going to laugh through the whole thing.
I'm prepared to go into it knowing that it's bad.
Here's one scene.
And hopefully that'll save my brain.
This isn't funny, but like her mother is tragically killed. Mm-hmm. And as she's like, this is like the first, you know, little bit of the right. movie. So Dakota Johnson's mother, like she's grown up without a parent, right? Without any parents. She's kind of an orphan.
Right.
But she's an adult now, and she's got this cat that comes in through her apartment window. She's a paramedic in New York City with like a mm-hmm. massive apartment, by the way, that she can afford, apparently.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but this cat comes through the window, and she's like, a stray's got to stick together. Why? Why? A stray's got to stick together.
It's such a bad line.
It's so bad. That's, and Josh is like, that's really not line. That. Like, he's like, there's
that's
a lot worse.
A
I'm like, this is a cheese fest. Okay.
Oh, man.
I'm going to protect you guys to the very end.
I feel like it sounds like a cheerleader movie.
Like at points, but with no energy other than like, I'm going to protect you guys. Until the very end.
Oh, man.
And then she'll like flip her ponytail and walk away. And it's like, girl, I am mortified. I am mortified on your behalf.
That's fair.
That's a Nepo baby. That's what that is. That's exactly what that is.
Oh, man.
Woo.
That sound means we have an intruder alert.
It's an intruder.
You guys. I am so excited right now because I cannot tell you how much of a chokehold this book has on me. We are here with Katie Golightly, who wrote The Ones We Hate.
Hello.
Look at this cover. I am obsessed with this cover.
Yeah, I might die over the cover.
It's so perfect. Thank you for that. So it is technically the second book in a series.
Yes.
But I feel
it's
like...
the first one.
Yes, I have that one.
Oh, nice.
So I feel like you can give like a quick elevator pitch for book two without like spoiling book one. Like,
yeah.
You're pretty interconnected, standalone-y.
Yes, I wrote them that way on purpose.
Perfect. Yeah.
So I guess my elevator pitch, the short, sweet version is there's Piper and Leo, and they hate each other since high school because of kind of a miscommunication, but also their personalities are just completely opposite and clashing. Her parents died when she was in high school, so she's dealing with that, and he is trying to become a movie director, and they're at the same college, and he's trying to put on this musical, and they had the lead drop out of the musical. And basically his friends and everybody tried to convince him that she is the person for the role. And then he has to convince her, basically.
Yes.
Beg her, from what I hear.
Beg. Yeah. Beg. Beg her. Yeah.
Oh, my God. First of all, let's talk about this cover because it is everything. Yes. Literally the moment I saw it, I knew I needed to have it. I know it's directly pulled from the book. Did you have that scene in mind when you were designing the cover, or did it just kind of come up?
I had the cover idea before I had written a single sentence for this book.
I love that.
And the scene in the actual book was kind of like, I was listening to Dress by Taylor Swift like repetitively. So, like, that entire scene where they're, like, dancing around each other, like, in a room full of people is, like, off that. And then the cover, obviously, which is done by Sam with Ink and Laurel, who is just phenomenal.
Yes.
Her covers are fantastic. She was really excited to do this pose. And the dress. She really likes drawing, like, elaborate dresses, and then the pose. She was like, the pose.
Yeah,
to do
so
something
good.
Different than two people standing.
Yes, it's so good. I love it so much.
So how did that work? Like with your, how did you start writing the book? Like you knew you wanted to have this scene. Is that the first scene you wrote and then you just kind of built around it, or did you plot out the
Oh no.
story?
Oh no. I'm a plotter. I have all six books and one novella planned already.
Wow.
So
That's awesome.
I plot the whole plot because every book has like a massive amount of Easter egg for each other book, basically. Like you can tell who's going to end up with who sometimes before their book happens. Anyway, so even like when they're 8 years old in the first book, you can tell who they're going to end up with. Anyway, like 20
Karen has
years later.
already called it, so you, like, I'm so
I'm like,
glad.
I messaged Katie and I was like, I need you to tell me their end game because I have never shipped 8-year-olds before, but I ship
They are absolutely
I'm
endgame. That one was pretty blatantly obvious. Like I made it obvious. Like, and I had
Oh,
people,
so happy.
my formatter when she read the first book was like, if they don't end up together, like I'm quitting and I refused
I won't
refused
talk to you
anything
anymore.
to do. I'm with them. Yep, I'm there.
Yeah, they will. They will 100%
Thank
end up
God.
together. The only one that I hasn't, I dropped a whole bunch of hints on who the character is, kind of, but the only one who doesn't have an explicit name, like in everybody else is paired up except for Carter. He's the only one because he has different plot going on for him. But everybody else has their person is in the first book, I think. Everybody but one. Yeah. And the second book. Yeah.
I was gonna say she
Okay.
has a theory about Carter too, right?
Was
Do you have
it
a theory
Carter?
about Carter?
No, it wasn't Carter. It was Camden.
Oh,
Oh, yeah. But you'd
yeah.
probably be correct. You're
Well,
probably
Cooper. It was
correct.
Cooper and Camden. Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
Cooper. So there's a lot of C's, and I did it on purpose because you'll see with the novella. But originally I had written, they all had varying names that were like not at all connected. Like I have all the girls are P's and all the boys are C's because their parents are that. And I have that for a reason, which will come out with the novella. But it's also because I was like really trying to challenge myself to like make sure each character was like really established and you could tell them apart, even if all of their names start with the same letter. So kind of did it on purpose. But yes, Camden is also another one. I purposely put his name as a C, which will be something far down the line. But yes, you are probably correct in your assumption.
Well, see, now I have like two different theories about Camden.
Okay.
And so I'm curious to see where it goes, but
I
I'm
want to know
excited.
what your theory is. Like,
We can cut this part out so that nobody else knows.
well,
But
okay, so it is not a secret by the second book, really, what his role is in the future. So it doesn't matter
okay.
to me if you still think.
Well, so my original thought before I finished book two, my original thought was it would be Cooper, Camden, and Jayla as a throuple. And I was
Oh
like,
yeah.
that would be
No.
adorable and that would be amazing. But obviously after the end of book two, he's with Pearl, right?
Right.
It's
Yep.
Camden and Pearl.
Yep. I have this dream of writing brother's best friend and yeah, and like small age gap where she's older for
Yeah.
some reason. Yeah,
I
probably
love
because I'm older than my husband and he's my
it. You
brother's
never
best
see that
friend.
in books.
It's
Yeah, you
always
don't
the other
really.
way around. So I
It's
love
always the other
that.
way around. And I wanted, like, I always see, like, age gap where if they, like, kind of grew up together, where the girl is, like, fawning over the guy the entire time. He's oblivious. So I swapped it where he's, like, obsessed with her and she's, like, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Because she's currently, like, 16 and he's, like, 13 and she's, like, ew, basically. Yeah.
My
I love
nerd
it.
brother's nerd friend. Like, get
Yeah,
away from me.
exactly. I
love it. I love, and I was hoping that like by this point we were like, okay, because we know that you're gonna go through all the siblings. And so I
Oh,
was like,
yeah.
we're gonna pair them all off. Let me see. Let me plan it out in my head. What do we got?
Yeah. I only had one person guess off the first book because they didn't interact in the first book. But he did in the first book. because he's kind of like, whatever. Yeah. He's not really a villain. He's like an 8-year-old, like,
he's
going through hard times.
He's got his own issues going on. Yeah.
He's got some serious issues. Yeah. That'll come up later.
So where did this idea come from for this series as a whole? Like, where did these characters come from?
So I've always had the first book, which is a single guardian, like, romance in my head, where like her father is like the reason, like kind of like a forbidden romance situation, mm-hmm. where her dad is like the reason that he's like a single guardian because he's the villain, basically. So I had that in my head for a while, and then a bunch of bad stuff happened to me and I needed to write Talia's character. Like, I had actually written an entire book that I will never release that was like a Christian romance, and I'm no longer
say less.
Obviously,
yeah. Got it.
Anyway, so that was like some of the plot of that. So I took the part that I liked and then made it what I actually like. Anyway, so that, and then Talia, I needed to write a character with infertility issues because that was me at the time. And I wrote 5 kids because I have 1 daughter and then I lost 4. So I wrote 5 specifically. And then I liked them so much that I made it a series.
I love that too, because they start, you know, I mean, Colin's the oldest and he's only 18. So they start as kids. So we actually mm-hmm. kind of get to see them grow up, which is not something we often get to see in these interconnected standalones. They're usually like, it's a friend group or something like that.
Yeah. And it's a blended family too, where there's adoption and.
Yeah.
That's really special.
And it was
special.
Kind of like, I was watching like Bridgerton at the time, and I kind of liked the idea of like a family where each person gets their own and you like watch them kind of grow up. Yeah.
I love it. So I'm so excited. Thought it would be fun. The rest. I also called Colin and Scarlett from the beginning.
Right.
I was like, the moment that he brings her up, I'm like, it's over.
He's gone.
Yeah. This
Colin was supposed to be book 2. And then I couldn't make the timeline work correctly, so I had to swap it for book 3. Mm-hmm. So his will come out a lot quicker since I had already had, like, broken down by scene, like, the entire plot of his book. So, yep, that's that one will come out sooner than the 11 months it took me to write this one.
Do you have any of the characters that are like, this is my favorite to write? I enjoy writing this character the most.
I tend to latch onto side characters a lot. So like in book 1, Amala and Jayla were like, but Jayla gets her own book. So Amala was my favorite in book 1. And then Sam is my favorite in book 2 because
so
I just love him.
I do.
But I also
love Sam.
I really did like writing Leo because he's so not like me that I could be like, I don't, my like interpersonal confidence side. It doesn't really exist.
You're like, this is everything that I am not, and so I'm I like, can do whatever I am, what I want.
So I am that for other people and only other people.
Same. That is so, like, so relatable.
Same.
I can write, like, I went out to, there's like another author that lives in the same city as me who has the same cover artist, and we like found out the other day and we're like, we should hang out. Anyway, so we went to Barnes & Noble, and she's like, I really want them to like sell my book, but I'm like too scared to ask them. And I was like, I will ask.
I'll do it.
But like, I would never do that to myself. It's, like, it's, absolutely. I will go to bat for you, but not myself.
Absolutely. It's the mom friend override. Like, you are the one who takes care of other people, but never for yourself.
No.
Never.
Absolutely. The mom thing. I would literally kill for my kid, but not for myself.
I'm like, your salad was supposed to have ranch and you got blue cheese. I'll tell them mine.
Absolutely.
I hate blue cheese. I'm going to choke it down. Don't call attention. Are you kidding? You're going to call attention?
100%.
No, don't want that. Please.
Yeah, definitely. I'm choking down whatever they give me, even if it's the complete wrong.
Yeah. It's like, it's perfect. This is great. You get a really good tip.
So good. So good. This is actually what I wanted.
You knew me better than I did.
Listen, it's an added pressure when your name is Karen, guys. You really can't say anything, okay?
It is spelled not the normal way, though.
So I'm not like a regular Karen. I'm a cool Karen.
Yeah, you're not an EN Karen. You're a
yeah.
But like when you say it, like if you're at Starbucks and they ask for your name, you're like, I don't want to hear my name.
You're like,
there's a lot of times.
Sad. I always wonder about that. Your name becomes a meme, and it's just
it's hard just, out there right now. Just say like guys.
Gandalf or something.
Because my name is spelled differently, I've always spelled it out because it's spelled different. And so now when I do that, I'm like, I don't, like, why am I spelling it out? Oh, that's why. Because I don't want you to think I'm because one of them.
No association with the best.
No. I'm not one of them, I promise.
You just can never have one of those, like, can I talk to the manager haircuts either.
No.
The, like, bob thing, you know?
Yeah, with the spikes in the back.
Yeah, never.
Yeah.
And they're still doing it.
Ooh. I know. Okay, so what is it like writing, like, I think you said it before we started, like, officially recording, but, like, your grandma reads your books. So what is it like writing spicy books, knowing that your family members are going to read them?
Please tell me this. I'm so interested in how this works.
It's a little uncomfortable, but at this point, like, whatever book I'm writing at the time is usually like whatever I need. Mm-hmm. So, like, I just,
that's
like,
fair.
At this point, I just prioritize myself, and if they read it and get offended, that's their problem because they read it. And they don't have to read it.
I mean, you do always say.
I love that.
I think both of your author notes are like, hey, if you're my family, don't read this.
Yes. I like, so yeah, both really my author notes say it. And I know they're going to read it anyway, but that's on them.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's a good point.
That makes me feel better.
They don't have to read it. And it's also not like I'm 12 years old anymore.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm not forcing you to read
it. I'm married.
I'm not requiring you to read it. Like, I'm very married. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, I've had a child. By 30. Like, I think.
Yeah.
I think
yeah. No, like, stuff. I know how it works. And and I'm kind of, at this point, I'm kind of getting over, like, my purity culture of, like, guilt stuff. So
yeah, that's a real thing.
I have to write it because I need to. So
that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I'm in the Bible Belt, so I feel that hard. I'm in Georgia. Yeah. I know the
guilt,
exactly.
The guilt for absolutely no reason because I'm literally married. Why is this?
Right. Right.
Like, right. Why is this still? Yeah.
It shouldn't be an issue.
It really but shouldn't.
Here we are.
Good.
I think you can kind of tell from book one to book two that I got, like, way more unhinged in the second book.
Listen, also, you made me wait.
What does 70%? That mean for book six? What does this mean for
but
book listen, six?
But also, it does depend on the character because I still think, I would have written the same story for Walker and Talia because theirs is a slow burn and it's on purposely torture, you know, it's purposely, like, edging you the whole book.
Right.
Like, stuff the point.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Leo and Piper were just unhinged, like, constantly. So, Collins is going to be, like, it'll be as smutty, but there'll be way different scenes.
Yeah.
I don't know how to, his is going to be very technical, like, in the beginning.
Yeah. When I think of Colin, I think of that moment in book one where the three are, like, talking to Walker. And Colin's like, oh no, you don't have any more condoms. And they all whip their heads at him like, what? That's what I think of when I think of Colin.
No one knows that Colin's just, like, getting some the entire book.
Right?
They're like, what?
Yes. They're like, I can't wait to write that, honestly, because his is a dual timeline. So we get that entire time period where he's using all 20 condoms.
I can't wait. So especially since there's the little bits of Leo's family where we see that's, you know, they kind of don't aren't fans of Colin because of whatever happened with Scarlett. So I'm so excited to see what happens.
It's going
to
be so angsty. It's so, it's very, but the premise of the book is already out because I've explained this when I watched like The Name or whatever, mm-hmm. which is the ones we remember. So it's like a dual timeline where the first part of it runs through Walker and Talia's book. And then the second timeline runs partially like at the end of Piper and Leo's book. And Leo and Colin will be like best friends in Colin's book, like in the future timeline. Mm-hmm. So we'll get a lot of Leo in the third book. But the premise is that he's like her tutor, basically. And then they enter into this, like, they're both 18 and neither of them had like slept with anybody. So they decide to like figure it out in like the most clinical way possible, where they have like charted out and they're like grading each other. To like, you know, figure out what they like in bed before they go out into the world and like sleep with people, basically.
That's really nice to potential future partners, but also
obviously
reasons.
It doesn't work out. Anyway, so the most fun, before I even started this book, because I have now started writing it, but I built the actual like grading chart that they grade their like sexual experiences with. Yeah, their encounters, because not all of them are like the actual, you know, thing. But I completely missed my hand when I just...
You are my favorite.
That is so like on brand though, for like, because they're each other's first times. Like, I feel like that's awesome.
I thought you did it on purpose.
I've written the first smut scene, and I was dying. I was laughing so hard because it's like, it's, you know, like I write it how you would write that, where it's just uncomfortable and awkward and like horrible, basically. Oh. Anyway, so
they're gonna be traumatized. They're gonna be scared.
Colin's not gonna be traumatized.
Colin's just like, all right, bad. How do we make this better?
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh my god, I cannot wait.
I cannot.
It's gonna be very, yeah. It's also very swoony because he's so literal. So he just like says, I mean, he's autistic. So it's just whatever he says is what he means. Yeah. So half the time, it's like a.
Is that something that's gonna be, because I don't think that that's mentioned like by name in the books. So it's gonna
be not mentioned. It is a plot point. Okay. Because I would say in Walker's book, he does eventually, but he doesn't know he's autistic in Walker's book for part of it. There's a whole plot line where Walker makes him go to therapy, mm-hmm. and that is part of his learning
therapy journey.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So Walker's therapist in book one is returning in book two because he's also Colin's therapist.
Oh, I like him.
Psychologist, therapist.
Yes.
He's a doctor. Yeah.
Yeah. Brain doctor.
Yes.
So how long does a book typically take you to write? Because you say you've got six and a novella. That's like, that could be like years and years and years and years. But do you have like a method to get through them quicker?
I do. My goal is 2 a year. I might do 3 next year because I am releasing the novella next year. So there might be room to do 2 and then novella. But yes, 2 a year is the goal right now, so I don't burn out. And this one was 2 a year technically. It was literally 11 months apart, but I did it. So
hey, it counts.
Still a year, it counts.
Can you tell us?
Yeah, it might take me a hot minute, but especially because they're so thick.
They are.
I cannot
tell
you the order. I can't tell you the order yet.
Dang it.
Okay. Colin is next.
I'm gonna take that pressure off of you and add some other pressure. So we have a segment on the podcast and we ask all of our guests this question.
This is our segment is called, where you forget everything.
You've never heard of a book. You don't know what a movie is. It just leaves your brain. We have a segment called Fictional Boyfriend of the Week, where we pick a character that we read or saw in a movie this week. I watched Madam Web, which was terrible, but my fictional boyfriend was Ben Parker, because it was Adam Scott and I love him in anything that he does. So do you have like a fictional character that you're like, that's my boo thing? That is my main squeeze. And it doesn't have to be a boyfriend. Yes. You can have fictional girlfriend, fictional non-binary friends, fictional bestie. Karen's had a fictional granny.
Fictional puppies 1 week because none of the people were cool. Nice. So we
the turtle from TikTok was somebody's recently.
The TikTok turtle. Yeah.
So I love that.
Whatever.
Anything goes. Anything. No shame here.
So I will always scream about this TV show because it changed my freaking life. Anyway, it's like the tone of all of my books are based on a TV show, like the tone of this TV show, because it was so good that like I watched it repetitively, got into this massive like AO3 like fandom thing. Anyway, so any character from this show is my person. So Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, which ran on NBC. Yes! So that show
was so good.
That show is like, I was part of like a campaign to like, because it ended on a cliffhanger and then they canceled it. And then
I will die angry about this.
No, yes. they came out with the movie. You saw the movie, yes?
No.
Oh, okay. So we campaigned like for months, like over this, and we got the Roku channel made a Christmas movie that gave everything like an ending, basically. So there's a movie that you could watch.
I had no idea.
More of that. Yes, there's a whole movie. Anyway, okay. So probably Simon from that show is my like number one. And I've met John Clarence Stewart, who is the actor. And one of his songs is in the first book. So I have like a signature from him. And he has a copy of my first book because I met him. It was fantastic.
So cool.
Yes. So probably Simon because I'm obsessed with him.
That is
also every such character a good idea. That is such a good idea. Because with my book, I Googled how do you describe Tom Hiddleston's face, like the shape of Tom Hiddleston's face for the male lead. And I can go to a Comic Con and buy a photo thing and be like, here's my book.
Exactly.
I described your face in this.
He was literally the nicest person ever, too. He was like thrilled about it, too.
I love that.
I'm like,
so cool.
My favorite. Yep.
That's amazing.
Oh, I do love that. That's so cool.
All right. Yeah, so one of the other questions that we always ask our guests is, we know that we love your books, but what are you reading? What are you recommending? What's your all-time favorite book? Anything in that general area?
Vicinity.
So it's going to be Kennedy Ryan for me every time. Before I Let Go is my all-time favorite book. Right now, I'm reading This Could Be Us, which is the follow-up to that book. I've also read, I haven't read any of the Hoop series, but I've read the Kingmaker duology and Real, which is the best audiobook I've ever listened to, because there's literally a jazz musical performance like in the middle of this audiobook. Phenomenal.
So
Kennedy Ryan, she's also the nicest human ever. Like, I DM her and she responds to me, and
you're like,
I fangirl over her constantly.
I love her. The Hoops.
She gave me a hug when I met her at Stevie LitCon because she knew who I was for some
love
reason.
That.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah, I've read Before I Let Go recently, and it lives up to every hype. It deserves every good thing anybody has ever said.
That book had me sobbing at like 3 a.m.
So good.
And I literally sent her pictures of my face just like...
Why would you do this to me?
Yeah.
And then I've listened to the first two books of the Hoop series, and I was not smart and did not read content warnings before going in, so I highly recommend reading those before you go into them, especially for that series, especially the first book. I was not smart. Don't be dumb like me, guys. It's a good book, but read the content warnings, I'm begging you.
Yeah, I know what's in that book, so I'm aware.
I got This Could Be Us recently somewhere, and I can't wait to read it.
I am 17 chapters in that book. Phenomenal so far.
I've been putting it off because I don't know if I'm ready.
Until I got an arc of that one and I did not do it. Just my brain, I don't know. My brain has not been able to do anything but audiobooks right now.
Yeah,
that's fair.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I waited until it came out and it was the same month as my release. So I'm like, perfect. This is the book that I want to read this month.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, Kennedy Ryan can do no wrong. So
she cannot. Good, no, she's good phenomenal.
Choice. Good choice.
I'm going to get to her. I'm just scared.
I mean, that's
hurts
valid.
So good.
It hurts so good. You have to be like emotionally prepared for it. Yeah,
I had to get out of the winter. I needed to spring forward. I needed sunlight. I needed the seasonal depression to kind of try and leave.
That's
I couldn't have done it in the dark.
She literally snaps you in half and then pieces you back together with gold.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay, so this is the part where I regret to inform you that now that you have been on the podcast, you are actually legally obligated to come back for all book releases.
Okay.
I'm so very sorry.
It was in the fine print.
Yeah,
so awful. Really, really
so
fine
awful.
Print.
Just so terrible. I mean, just
horrible.
The worst.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to Colin and Scarlett's story later this year, right? Is the plan?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And
fall of 2024 is the goal.
Mystery follow-up sibling, because apparently we can't know these secrets.
Know the secrets.
So yeah, we're looking forward to that. So we'll see you later this year, and hopefully by then you will have some secrets to tell.
Oh yeah, I will.
Future secrets.
So I will be releasing the title of each one prior to whatever book is coming out, so like the following one, because I have to put it in the book, you know, like at the back.
Oh,
where it's like,
yes,
you know, keep following me, please.
I have more coming, there's more children who need love.
exactly.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much, Katie, for hanging out
with
us. This
so much
so
fun.
It was super fun.
You're one of us.
Absolutely. One of us.
So we'll keep an eye out. Everybody, hold on. Let me get my books.
I know
out.
You hold up your whole.
Hold on, I got
same pile. I'm on an empty card table today.
I got both of them.
Yeah.
This one's in the mail, or else I would have it. So
it's literally what I was doing before I got on here. But...
I was like, I see the tracking, it's coming. So everybody, if you have Kindle Unlimited, both of them are on Kindle Unlimited now. If you are a paperback girly, they're nice and chonky. You could probably bash somebody over the head with it if you need a weapon as well.
And but it's a trophy.
It's, yeah. Like when
I'm
you
in
read
full
the book,
support of beating people with my books.
Hey.
They're nice and chonky. They're good for it. So go order the paperbacks. If you get it from Katie's website, there's some goodies that you can also order. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, the swag pack for The Ones We Hate...
Yeah,
girl,
there's some stuff in there.
I got words. I'm sold the moment I saw them. So you can check out her website for if you want the swag bag, or you can just get it on Amazon or whatever, or Kindle Unlimited, wherever. Just go get them. They're so good. And if you would like to have your heart ripped out and put back together, that's there too.
Perfect.
Thank you, Katie. We'll talk to you.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I love her. She's one of us.
She's amazing. I love her. I knew you would love her. Like,
yeah.
I was like, the interactions that I've had with her on Instagram, I'm like, she's one of us. Absolutely.
When she logged off, it was just like, bye. It reminded me of when Postico Jackson couldn't figure out how to log off either. And then he was like, oh my God, bye.
No. I love our guests. They're the best.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Seriously, everybody go check it out.
I know.
They're so good.
I'm glad life is slowing down for a little bit for us. And I'm glad of it, because I can go catch back up and read these books. I really want to. It's just been a little chaotic around my life lately.
Life is, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Speaking of a lot going on, we got a huge announcement, guys.
I don't have, this... I'm just going to say,
hold on.
I do have these here because I haven't put them away yet. Why'd you think we got these? Did you think that we just got these just to got these? No. We got these to talk to Adam freaking Silvera.
We're talking to Adam freaking Silvera. What?
That needs to be our announcement on on socials. It's just the audio clip of
what?
This is wild.
Wild. You guys do not understand. This has been in the works since I went to Robbie Couch's book tour for If I See You Again Tomorrow, which would have been April of 2023. So it's been
after we manifested.
After we manifested.
February?
January. It was January.
Early. So we manifested.
Yes.
Karen planted a little bug, and we've been talking with Adam and his people ever since then.
Yes. Yeah. This has been in the works for almost a year, and now it's time for it to actually happen. And I would just like to say, I have been lying to you guys. I have had the Infinity Cycle series ready to go to prep for Adam Silvera, but Mandy started it first, and I didn't want us to be reading it at the same time, so you guys wouldn't figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So sorry, not sorry.
This is crazy.
You guys, we're going to talk to
crazy
Adam freaking Silvera.
I don't even know what my life is.
Oh my God. I can't wrap my, this is insane. No. Insane. I'm so excited. I can't wait. I am also super fucking nervous to read Infinity Kings.
I thought you were going to say to talk to Adam. I was like, I'm nervous. Adam's
I'm not nervous. I love Adam. I'm not nervous to talk to Adam. I'm nervous to read Infinity Kings. Specifically one chapter, which is entitled Body Count. I'm not ready for that.
Yeah. But especially after Infinity Reaper.
I'm
real nervous.
A quarter of the way into Infinity Reaper. Hopefully I'm finishing that this
week. You are going to be so glad that you didn't do what I did where you had to wait.
Yeah. That's the other
thing. Because I was screaming in my car, like, what?
That's the other thing is, like, thank God you did it first because then I had to wait.
You wouldn't have survived it. You would not have survived it.
No. I didn't read Divine Rivals until I had Ruthless Vows. So, like, I definitely would not have survived. Freaking, no. Adam
Which
Silvera.
I
barely survive Adam Silvera as it is.
I love the pain. Like, I enjoy the pain of why can't I have this next book, like I enjoy the pain of wait.
No, I hate it. I hate it.
I hate to love it.
No, there is no part of me that loves it. I want it now.
Wallow.
No, I am an instant gratification kind of girly. It's terrible. Yeah,
sometimes you need that.
That's who I am. It's fine.
Listen, you can be an instant gratification girly, except for when you read Throne of Glass, because you're going to want to do the tandem read. You're going to want to. You're going to be like, she can't do. You're going to want to.
No.
You're going to want to.
I'm not. Who in their right mind wants to flip back and forth from chapter to chapter? No.
When you get to, I asked our friend Roz if I could skip one of the books because of what happens here and what starts happening in the next book. You're like, there is no way I'm about to sit through this entire book. Don't do the tandem read. You can't skip Tower of Dawn, folks. You just can't.
You know, my OCD will not.
That's true. And I'm glad for that.
I physically would not be able to do that.
You're just going to not get your instant gratification. That's just going to be.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. How quickly do I get through audiobooks? How instant will this non-instant gratification be?
They're chalky, though. They're chalky. They're not short. But
I will say, though,
you're going to be pissed. I was pissed.
I do have a week off coming up soon.
Yeah.
Which I did not mention.
Tempt me.
I got a whole week off where I will have zero responsibilities other than keeping my child alive.
Tease me. That's all you're doing. You're gonna tease me. And then you're gonna read something else and you're gonna be like, my TBR, and I'm gonna be like, Throne of Glasses on your TBR. And you're gonna
we should also mention to everybody, after Adam Silvera, we will be taking a couple weeks off from interviews, specifically not the podcast, just interviews, because
I will be we're behind on our TBR. I will be taking a one episode break, but yes, it's
Mandy is taking one episode off, and we are taking three episodes off of interviewing people.
After the fact, I'll probably give some more details to that.
Yes.
Everything's fine. It's not a big...
No, yeah. Everything's good. But yeah, so just... heads up after I feel like it's such an opportune time to be like, after we have died speaking to Adam Silvera, we're gonna take a couple weeks
off. We're gonna recover, and we need to say we love interviewing authors. We do. It's just hard sometimes.
Well, and especially
you have a real life and full-time job and children in your house and responsibilities, and then to have a book that you know should read to be able to fully respect the author and give their time, give you know enough
and
time
that-
and respect to their work to be able to interview them, but then also want to read your work, your books that you know also have a growing TBR pile of, because we want to read the books by these authors.
Well, and the other thing is like, we have also had like back-to-back authors where it's like the Victoria Abelard book three in a series, Adam Silvera book three in a series, you know, Katie book two in a series. Like, so
sometimes it's not, you just got to read one book this week.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it would make, I feel like we need to lead a charge with like major publishers now. Obviously we can't expect this from indie authors, but right. Like major publishers, when you send us the ARC, send us an audiobook too, because please. With the full-time job, it would be so much easier.
It would be so helpful.
If we could pop our headphones in and listen while we work and still be able to get the story.
Absolutely.
We're not complaining. We're not complaining at all.
No, not at all. We love all of this. We really, really love every single moment of this. It's just, we are falling behind.
Yeah.
Is kind of where we're at. And so we're gonna take April off from interviewing authors so that we can catch up on ones that we have spoken to, as well
and that we know are coming.
And that we know are coming. And so that we can prep for what's to come after the facts. So that way we will be less overwhelmed.
Yeah.
In a good way. It's overwhelming because we've got lots of books to read, which is not a bad thing. It's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at now. So
join our Patreon and tell everyone you know to join our Patreon so that can be our full-time job.
Listen, if we did not have full-time jobs on top of doing the podcast, we could do multiple authors per episode.
Yeah.
Probably.
I could read all day, every day, baby.
Right.
It would a good time.
Reading books as my job, I'm sold, guys.
No, please, no.
Oh, no.
Anything but that.
So,
don't do this to me.
This is our plan for the next month. And then we will come back in May with pretty epic author, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about this one.
Pretty excited. So, yeah. May is going to be fun.
Yeah.
If everything pans out, May is going to be really fun.
Yeah.
I'm having such a hard time not saying anything.
I know. April's going to be fun too, because we could maybe bring back some fangirl freestyle.
Yes.
Maybe. I have an idea for one that's not controversial, but it's just like everyone needs to be aware of this.
I think.
Let me type it out so I don't forget it.
I think we have one for our first non-interview episode, the one after Adam. We have one for that. And then whatever you've got going on. So, yeah, we'll bring back Frango Freestyle for a little bit.
This one will be quick. It's just I freaking love this and you should too.
It'll be fun times. And then
I'm
going to
type it though.
Ooh. I have a thought and we can discuss.
Okay.
We can discuss.
Okay.
I have a thought. So that is where the next few weeks is going to go. So we just wanted to make you guys aware. But yeah, next week, guys, Adam freaking Silvera.
It hurts. I can feel myself pinching myself. So
I still don't believe it. I won't believe it after we've done it.
All right. So we've said multiple things out loud that have happened. Tahereh Mafi's coming on this podcast. You hear that, universe? I got to show her that Aaron and I match. I got to show Tahereh Mafi will come on the podcast.
Yes.
Manifesting it now.
I think I just lost my voice.
I know what happened.
I don't know. I don't know. I just got too excited about Adam coming to the podcast, I guess. I don't know where. I don't know what happened. I was normal up until now.
I guess
This
it's
is,
time to do a spiel. Your body is like,
yeah. My
girl,
body is like, we're done.
it's
We're
night night
done.
time.
Yeah.
It's time to take a break.
Well, friends, if you enjoyed this episode, please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you are listening to us. Please follow us on social media. We are at The Incoherent Fangirl on all the things. You can visit our website, theincoherentfangirl.com, where you can stream all of our episodes as well as read our blog. We have enjoyment for your ears and your eyes. We're multi-purpose here.
Yeah.
If you were interested in early access to podcast episodes, full video episodes, exclusive bonus content, early access to announcements, because that's always fun, you can subscribe to our Patreon. Go to theincoherentfangirl.com/Patreon to check that out. And we also still have merch. You can shop our merch
I ordered
store.
mine.
I know, I saw. I'm
I
so happy for
ordered my
you.
intruder alert shirt. I finally did it.
I'm so proud of you,
Oh.
Mandy. So, when this episode comes out, you'll have a couple days left to get our limited edition Intruder Alert shirt that has all of our guests from 2023 listed on the back. Head to theincoherentfangirl.com/shop where you can get that or any of our other merch. It's all very cute. She designed it because she's brilliant.
Okay.
If you have any comments, questions, concerns, suggestions, design ideas you want to tell us that we're pretty, we will accept all of those things in our inbox, theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com. We love hearing from y'all. And one last way to support the podcast is to rate and review on whatever platform you are listening to us on. Please give us your words. We love your
We
words.
got another word review
Oh,
on
yay!
Apple Podcasts. It was a show husband, but that was still
Yay!
exciting.
We love your
I
words.
love
You
reading
give us
words.
words.
Yeah.
All right, she is at Mandy Perv on all the things.
She's at Ms. Made in China on all the things.
And once you have followed us on social media and you followed the podcast on social media, you can head on over and do some
Bless
self-care.
your
I'm
heart.
really losing it. I
What is
don't know what
happening?
happened. We're getting through this though. My
We
body
can
is
do
really like so mad at me right now. I don't know why.
it.
But don't be like me. Go do some self-care, okay?
Yeah.
Head to herecomesthenerd.com. You're going to use fan code fangirl to get 20% off your first order.
Then head to onceuponabookclub.com, get you some bookish boxes and goodies. They just announced that middle grade is now going to be
Tween.
tween. Okay.
Yes.
But going to be tween. The age range jumped up just a tiny
Just a
bit, but
tiny
it's
bit.
still gender neutral. Still very exciting. Age appropriate awesomeness. We have two codes that you can pick from. We don't care which one you use. We love you no matter what. Either code will get you 10% off, but they just don't stack. So you can either use Karen 10 or Mandy 10 for 10% off. Just make sure you spell Karen right, or we will judge you harshly and look at you with shame.
And you also will get 0% off, which is very sad and
Zero.
not self-carry at all. So
Right.
make sure you spell correctly.
Yep.
And then once you've done that, you're gonna go ahead over to entrancingelixirs.com to get some cozy goodies. I think she might be taking a break because she's having a baby soon.
There's a baby coming.
So if you head over and there's nothing there, just hold on because it's coming, okay? It's coming
There's
and it
just
will be
gonna be a
worth the wait.
baby.
But if you do find some cozy goodies there. You're going to use code FANGIRLT to get 10% off your order. But remember, unlike Karen, there is no I in fangirl. It's FANGRLTEA.
And then, of course, we've both read her next beta read. Okay. So we are experts here. You're going
Yes.
to head to amberdlewis.com and you're going to buy 10 of everything for everyone that you know. And you're going to use code FANGIRL10 and that'll get you 10% off your purchase. You're going to join our Patreon so that you can get early access to short stories and sneaks from this next series. And you can be the first, you sign up for her newsletter, you can be the first to know when this book goes on pre-order. And when ARC requests go out, all of the things. So head to
All of the things.
amberdlewis.com, use code FANGIRL10 for 10% off.
And once you have finished supporting us and our internet besties, we are going to send you over to support the show husband because he
Yes.
wrote us words and we like
He
him for
wrote us
that.
words, and we like
That's
him a
right.
lot. So after you listen to this episode, go look over and find the Paranormal Mind. It's a podcast, so rate and leave us a review and then go do the same for them. You can follow them anywhere on social media. They're at The Paranormal Mind, at Searchers Believe, and then you'll go to searchersbelieve.com. And if you go to searchersbelieve.com/shop and use code FANGIRL10, you'll get 10% off. All the merch over there is also designed by yours truly. I just pull out my iPad sometimes. So like this, it's time for more merch. Let's make some more merch. They have some very, very, very exciting things coming down the pipeline. Stay tuned.
Yay. And that was a very incoherent episode.
That was an on-brand episode.
Girl. Very much so. Thank you so much for listening. We love you. Bye.
We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at herecomesthenerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.